Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? It's good that you all are here today. This is Mad Dash Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Brother Carson. We're going to have a great topic today. But before we get into it, I want to talk about some of our programs we offer here at the Minneapolis Mad Dash. Every Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, if you are around the South Minneapolis area or if you want to travel to the South Minneapolis area, definitely come to the Urban Ventures. Again, at 5 o'clock, and we're going to be having our Tuesday night support meeting tonight at the Urban Ventures, which is located 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. We'd definitely love to have you guys there, talk it out with us, you know, let some steam off, you know, get some things off your chest. It's a great place to be. Also, if you got kids and you want to learn how to communicate better with your kids or have that better relationship with your kid, kind of understand them more, you can definitely join us Thursday, same time, same place, at the Urban Ventures, 5 o'clock. We definitely want to let you all know that, you know, coming there is beneficial, and, you know, we definitely don't want you guys to be missing. So please join us whenever you can. Today we're going to be talking about change that is necessary, that type of change that must take place. So we're going to be reading excerpts from Dr. Creflo Dollar's 8 Steps to Create the Life You Want book that he wrote. And also we're going to be reading some quotes that I found online. And I'm also going to be reading some lyrics from Lecrae from his song Change that he has written about the topic. So it's going to be a great day. If you guys are listening and you want to add in your 2 cents, please do so, because even that is valuable. But right now we got a call online. Caller, who is this?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, VJ?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I just want to thank you, sir, for co-hosting the show. Your co-host is Gil Baggett, and he is in Chicago right now. He's still celebrating his honeymoon. And we're happy to see that he's taking a trip and having a great time. I got 3 wonderful books: The Valley of the Dry Bones, The Condition That Faced Black People in America by Ralph R. Woodser, and another book called The Afrocentric Sermons, The Beauty of Blackness in the Bible, and then another book called From Babylon to Timbuktu, A History of the Ancient Black Races, Including the Black Hebrews. And I want to thank Donna Harmon for giving me those books. Those were gifts. I'm going to read those books and learn about our history, learn about our culture, and learn much more about how we really relate in the Bible and our relationship as African-Americans in the Bible. You know, that's one thing that when you talk about change, change means that you need to sometimes change the way that you think, because you think might not even be correct. I believe that sometimes people smoke a cigarette and smoke lots of cigarettes because they think that's the habit. My mama did it. My grandfather did it. Everybody I hang around, cousin Pookie, wouldn't them do it. I might as well smoke as many cigarettes as I can. But in the same instance, we look at our lives and see that African Americans are dying from that more than any other race, lung cancer and mouth cancer and all those cancers. Because we don't change the way we think. When somebody says, hey, man, you know, smoking's going to kill you, they say, oh, man, I got to die from something.
Right.
But yeah, everybody's got to die from something. But why die from a bad habit that's going to take you out? Why die from something that's just going to make your death quicker? Why die in misery?
Right.
So change is important. I am so glad that we picked this topic, because when you begin to change, you'll see things happen in your life. Give them that number again, Alex.
Definitely. If you guys want to call in and, again, add your 2 cents, you know, you can always call in anytime during the broadcast, 1 or 2, at 1-347-215-9262. Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262 to call in and talk it up with us. We definitely want to hear from you.
And we're also looking at the chat. And if you want to chat, you know, we can chat. You can chat, too. You can tell us maybe you can't call in. Maybe you're at your work site or whatever you're listening in. but you want to chat.
Right.
So if you want to chat, well, how do they do that, Alex?
All you have to do is come to the Mad Dads page while we are on air. Notice that the chat bar is open, and all you have to do is type in whatever you have to say, and I'll make sure that in the course of the show I respond to whatever it is that you want to mention on and talk about during the show today. So I would really appreciate it, people, if you wanna call and chat. It's not too often that we even think about having the chat room open, but it's open today. Please, if you have a question, you can't talk, something wrong with your phone, but you want to get in on this, if you have a question, please go ahead and type in something in our chat room.
I want to talk about one thing, just a couple of things I want to give recognition to. You guys went over to Richard Green School and did a wonderful job today working with the kids. Mad Dads also was at Edison High School, working with the young people over there today, had a wonderful time, actually had a huge impact on a lot of the students there. I just want to say also to the folks, E.J. Henderson gave a basket Thanksgiving giveaway over at Cub Food, and it was a wonderful thing because a lot of people got baskets that needed them and deserved them at Cub Food. So I want to thank Cub Food and E.J. Henderson and all the Minnesota Vikings and all the firefighters that were over there to give away over 300-400 baskets of turkey. And anybody that comes to our support group tonight will get a basket of goodies to give away, too. So we're excited.
Nice.
The day is a day of giving. This is the week of giving and giving out to people. And so there's a lot of people that take, but this is the season and the time for giving, and we're excited about that. So, yeah, let's go to the insert of the book, sir.
Definitely. I wanted to read a part from Dr. Creflo Dollar's Eight Steps to Create Your Life You Want, his book. There's a chapter he has called Garbage In, Garbage Out. And I quote, "My mind is the arena of faith where the battle of words is won or lost. It is the starting point from prosperity or poverty, healing or sickness, failure or success. It's up to you to reject the negative words the enemy tries to play in your mind. If you find that your thoughts are producing failure rather than success, change the way you think. Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind, and ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That is one of my favorite quotes because that's the one that I try to put that on a lot of young people, especially today, especially with a lot of things the enemy puts on them on a regular basis, from the pop media that, goes on television and, radio, that, you don't hear too much of the truth these days. You hear a lot of this garbage going in, and you hear the kids repeating the lyrics or, repeating a line from, whatever, and that's garbage coming out. There's no positivity pumping into the kids. And when we have that going on repeatedly over a while, that's all that's going to be known to be acceptable or quote-unquote normal. And the word says, don't let the world conform you.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's part of what we've done. We've let the world conform us. And so we take the garbage in, which is the gang members. We take the garbage in, which is the drug dealers. We take the garbage in, which is all the negative stuff that we see, the garbage that is coming in our minds, in our homes, the garbage of abuse, the garbage of neglect, the garbage of folks not being sensitive to other people's feelings, the garbage of people just leaving folks and hurting them just because they want to be greedy, the garbage of not even thinking about what really God wants you to be, but thinking about how you can ruin somebody else's life because something happened to you. The garbage of sexually transmitting diseases to other people because you're mad because you have HIV, so you want to make sure you give it to to others, knowing that that's what you're doing. That's garbage. The garbage is talking about people. Talking about people when you know that what you're saying is a lie. It's straight up a lie. But you talk about it, and you talk about people, and you make up stuff, and you do that when you're lying. That's garbage in and garbage out. I mean, really, we have a lot of garbage in our community. And the biggest garbage that we have right now is black folks loving each other. We have got to get rid of the garbage of not loving each other. I want to congratulate and recognize the Somalians that came to Minnesota. They came here, and they opened up businesses and restaurants, and they've even got their own malls.
Right.
And just the other day, the bank opened up in one of the malls. The bank even opened up and said, y'all need a bank inside, or you do so much business. They have their own parking lot. They have all this stuff going on. And when they go to the Capitol, they go in numbers. But every time we want to fight for a cause, it's just a few of us that turn up for the fight. Because we have did exactly what the rich and greedy want us to do, is separate ourselves and have garbage in our lives. It's garbage.
That's right.
And we've got to get it out. That's why we have blog radio, to talk about the positive things.
Right. And, VJ, we got another caller on the line, too. Caller with the 2165 number. Who is this?
Hey, how you doing, Alex? This is Gil.
Hey, how you doing,
what's up, Gil?
I'm doing great, brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I mean, that's a beautiful topic y'all having today. I was just sitting back listening to it and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I think VJ Smith is very, very correct in the direction he's going with that. You know what I'm saying? I can hear the passion in his voice. I can understand the commitment that he has to the black community to let people want to do something about it in a positive manner for us to come together, you know what I'm saying, for one common cause, and that is to empower and to enrichen our community. And that is very true what he's saying. Today, you know what I'm saying, as long as we've been in this country, as long as we've been free men in this country, you know, it seems like we have fallen off. Our forefathers that came before us and stuff, they did all these things, you know what I'm saying? That the Somalians and the Mexicans have come over to this country and stuff, and they made their own system of economics and stuff, you know what I'm saying? They empowered themselves through their families and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Their own dollars that they made, they later began to incorporate those dollars into businesses and stuff, and they didn't look for another people to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and employ them and stuff. They employed themselves, you know. So I have, you know, nothing but respect, like VJ said, for those Somalians that came through here and they've taken advantage and stuff and saying of the tax exemptions, federal helps and stuff and saying that they've been getting and stuff. They've taken those commodities and stuff, and they've made use of them and stuff, you know what I'm saying? As a black community and stuff, you're saying, and black representatives of the African-American community and stuff, you're saying, we hate on each other so much that when a black man does lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and get a business and stuff, you know, it seems like we won't patronize our own, you know?
That's
even
right.
Though,
I've noticed that.
Sometimes, you know, even though sometimes prices might be 3-4 cents, a little bit more than the competitive, because they don't, you know, a lot of people don't understand and stuff, you know, saying that, you know, certain subsidies and stuff are being available to other people that's not made available to us, you know, and that we might have to lay up here and charge a little bit more in order to lay up here and keep a profit margin, you know what I'm saying? So what VJ said, you know what I'm saying, was actually, you know what I'm saying, correct, man, you know. That, you know, if we as black people, man, we got to come together, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's
we got to do more, you know. And that he said about that negative spirit that's in our communities and stuff, it's got to be removed, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be cast out with the garbage, you know,
that we have in
our community.
It creates a real big dark cloud over our community. And you know, we speak about that generational curse oftentimes, and I think we do that to ourselves. We really put this dark cloud over on ourselves, and it's something that it does have to be eliminated. It really has to go, because in order for my you know, children in the future, in order for them to be able to open up businesses and, you know, doing you know, being an entrepreneur, being real successful, you know, in order for them to do that.
You know, you said something the other day in the office and during our Monday morning meeting when you said about that Jimmy Lynch letter. You know, like these kids, a lot of them don't even understand what that means. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they already, you know, betray the attributes and behaviors of that letter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we separate ourselves, man, you know, through our own ignorance, you know what I'm saying, and our own contempt and hatred for each other, you know?
That's right.
Because, like, you know, like all these kids run around, they want to call each other, you know, brothers. They want to call each other gang members and stuff like this and stuff. But these gangs and stuff don't lay up here and create no jobs. They don't create no employment opportunities other than street employment, you know what I'm saying, and street pharmacies and that type of garbage, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, us laying up here doing some positive and progressive dealing in our community and stuff, they don't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? It becomes a self-hate thing. And that thing about the generational curse, Alex, that's true. You know what I'm saying?
It
somebody has
true.
Got to stand in the gap. It's going, you know,
it
it's not going to be no, I'm 56 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
DJ Smith is 55 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So we, you know, like, I'm not saying we out of touch and stuff, you're saying, but we've been carrying this banner. DJ been carrying this banner in Minnesota and stuff for the last 15 years. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
He been trying on a man on a mission on himself. You know what I'm saying? Like a what's that prophet that was standing in the wilderness hollering about the coming of Jesus? You know, John the Baptist. You know what I'm saying? He's been to John the Baptist out here in Minnesota and stuff. He's been beating them drums and stuff, you know what I'm saying, talking about economical empowerment of the black community and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and the unification of these minds, because there's a lot of strong men in Minneapolis and stuff, you know what I'm saying, but they're divided. They're being laid weak by the division. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of them is philosophical divisions. A lot of it is religious divisions and stuff like that, and a lot of it is just toned down ignorance. You know what I'm saying?
That's
because
right.
The young kids are watching us, and they're saying, hey, y'all can't even get it together, but you're sitting up here trying to put us together and telling us what we
very,
got.
And it's real discouraging doing that. I just want to acknowledge the caller with the 8070 number just clicked off. I seen your number pop up. I was trying to get to you, but please call back in if you can so we can get to the talk. I clicked on you earlier, and it was loud music. I couldn't really hear you.
Hey, I got Anita with me, Alex, and she wants to talk
a
little bit.
Okay. Was that her number?
She's driving.
No. Listen, the other thing I wanted to talk about is change must take place. Alex, you know, we got the insert here, and change must take place. And that's what Gil was talking about. And Sister Lanita, we're talking about change must take place. And some of us are not ready for change. When change does take place in your life, you know when it's time. Sister Lanita, hey, Gil, are you still on the line?
All right.
So here's what I want to say then. I'm going to go right to this because I know we got people on the line. But I want to say this. You have to believe that God has a plan and a destiny for your life. You have to believe that. See, because God's plan for your life was established before the foundation of the world. And long before your parents ever met, God designed you for a purpose. So failure is not an option.
Okay.
When you think about what God has and how God has planned your life. Who we got on the line? Who's on the line right now, Alex?
We got 343-8070 number caller. Who is this? This is Mad Dad's Radio.
This is Daryl Collier. Remember Mad Dad as well.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. I know that you guys was talking about change, and I'm just really getting into the show, but I see that you got a point there, is that a lot of people are afraid of change just because of the simple fact. Sometimes it's the way they're raised, or sometimes they just don't have enough confidence in themselves to believe that they can. So, you know, some people have that low self-esteem where they really can't, they really don't know that they can change until they actually try it. So that has been a big issue with a lot of people. that I've really seen. And I had to come to that realization.
What made you change?
Well, what made me change is my kids. I was out doing all kind of things I wasn't supposed to be doing, and then I finally was one day, I don't know if I was just thinking really hard and said, look, if I don't change, how am I supposed to make life better for my kids? And so I looked at it towards how am I hurting my kids by not changing, besides thinking about how I was hurting myself. So I had to do some soul searching, and I figured out that in order for me to make a better life for my two kids, I have to change. And there was no question about it after that.
I want you to tell your testimony. You were separated from your kids for quite some time, and once we helped you get to go see your kids, we helped you get a ticket to go see your kids, and when you went to see your daughter, there was something that really touched everybody's heart. You came back and told the story about what she did when she brought you to school.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was supposed to be going up there to see her for her. She was supposed to be doing a Christmas recital thing, and it just that she kept calling me, asking me if I'm there, am I there, and she just wouldn't stay off the phone, and finally I had reached to where she was, and she was still calling me, and I was actually standing right next to her, and then she introduced me to all her friends that she ever had at the school that was out there for the Christmas pageant, all her teachers, the fire chief. She introduced me to everybody that she could possibly imagine. So she was really happy about that, and I was really glad to be there. Now that you brought that up, my daughter had called me 3 days ago, and then she was crying on the phone, and she was saying that that she wanted to see me for Thanksgiving. And I told her, I said, I really can't afford to see you for Thanksgiving, but we can see you for Christmas. And she says, no, she must see me. And she starts crying. So I tell her, I said, what are you crying for? She says, because I miss my dad. So I got off the phone, and then I ordered me some tickets, round-trip tickets, to go to Chicago for Thanksgiving. And I asked her, I said, is anybody touching you? How's your family life? Everything was fine. It's just that she was missing her dad. And I told her, I wouldn't be able to get you nothing for Christmas. She says, she don't care, as long as she get to see me. So sometimes as a father, when you tell a child that you're going to be there for them at their time of need, or just call me and I'll be there, you really got to be there for them. You know, it's just incredible. So anyway, yeah, that's what just happened to me. So I'm going to be on my bus. Yeah.
I want to say this. If you had not changed, this wouldn't have happened. This would have been another kid that would have been angry, that probably would have got into some situations that they didn't need to get into because they could not connect with their father. You changed the course and the history of this young lady because of what you did when you changed your life. See, change has a domino effect. When you change, you change somebody else. When you change somebody else, they change. That change changes the community. That community change changes the country. We begin to have a domino effect when one person changes. What you did had a reaction in the whole family. I'm so proud of you. I appreciate you. Stay on the line and listen in to us. Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely.
Give them the number, Alex, would you?
Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. We got a call on the line with the 9979 number. Caller, this is Mad Dash Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. Who is this? Okay, the caller just hung up. Don't know who that was.
Sorry,
we just
keep going on. But you know, Alex,
that's
let's go to the next topic on our storyline in Dr. Creflo Dollar's book. What is that next topic that we're going to talk about?
Believing that God's power within you is greater than any circumstances in your life. Again, this is coming from Dr. Creflo Dollar's book, 8 Steps to Create a Life You Want. It says, and I quote, "It is easy to blame others for the condition of your life. Many people may agree with you, but that doesn't make it true. Rise up and take control of your thoughts and emotions. When negative things happen, speak the word of God. I have experienced tragedy in my life, but I don't allow it to control me with bitterness, anger, and doubt. Troubles will come, but you can overcome all things through the word of God.
ending life circumstances in the wrong way will rob you in your peace and allow bitterness and resentment to replace it.
And that's absolutely true. See, you have to make that kind of decision. That's the kind of decision. But people have to be talking to you like this. Alex and everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio, you have to have people around you talking like this, encouraging you, motivating you. How many times have we at Mad Dads been with a young man or a young lady that is with us and say, wow, this sounds so great. This sounds so wonderful. But when I leave here, I have to go around the negative. I have to go around the deceitful. I have to be around those treacherous ones, those cutthroats. I have to be around them, and they're not talking like this. They're not singing the song. They're singing about a song of discouragement. I'll never be like them. I'll never be worth anything. I'll never be anybody. And so you have to understand, as much as change is about you, it's also about your surroundings.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. I can think about certain different circumstances that I've been under where I've tried to do something, or if I was on a project, you know what I mean? And let's say, like at the beginning when I first started doing music, you know, I had a lot of people discouraging me when it came to my lyrics, because people will always tell me, no one is going to want to listen to all that positive stuff. Nobody wants to listen to the word of God, blah, 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 blah. But I had to reconnect myself with the truth and realize that I'm not doing this for the people. And that was point blank. And, you know, I didn't care if no one listened to my music at one point, as long as I was spreading the word of God. And I know that people who has ears to hear it, they're going to hear it. And so that's my mission to put out the gospel.
And that's what you got to do. You got to put out the gospel, but you also got to put out your best. Let's go right to our next topic, which is believe that giving your best produces God's best for you. You know, the best, if you give your best, sometimes we just give a little. We're kind of weak. We don't give it all. How many times have you seen somebody say they want to write a song, Alex, or they want to do music, or they want to start a business, or they want to start a campaign, or they want to, you know, do some things for the young people in the community, but they're not giving it their best. You have to give your best to get the best from God. See, can you read a little bit about that in the book?
You said giving the best to God. Well, they said, Dr. Creflo Dollar, he says, I used to preach this four sermons on Sundays and travel all over the world to ministers each week. There were times where I would see double because I was so tired. But even in the midst of my fatigue, I wanted to give God my best because I knew that he would give me his best in return. I can definitely testify to that because, like you mentioned before, I've met many people who wanted to start something, started a project, you know, wanted to make music, produce, or do anything like that. But they was not putting out their best because they wanted to sound like everyone else. And the key to success, it's not sounding like anyone else, but in fact being an innovator and the creator of a new craft that you can call your own. And so people can either like it or not like it. That way you can discern who's your friends and who's not your friends, or, you know, who's a fan of your music and who's not a fan of your music. The people who's going to be a fan of the music I make are typically those who are hurting or those who want to hear the word of God. And, you know, and those who are intrigued by wanting to hear more about Christ but probably don't want to go to church, but maybe they can listen to a Brother Carson album and get the sermon from there. Or maybe they can listen to some mixtape and get the sermon from there. Or, you know, anything that can be an outlet. Some people might have got hurt in church, you know, and they don't want to go back there. But maybe they can hear from, you know, their favorite Christian artist, Lecrae. You know, anybody. Matter of fact, speaking of Lecrae, I have some of his lyrics here about change that I want to rap a little bit before we close out on the show, because I want to talk a little bit more about this before I get into it. But people came to me. There's been a lot of people who come to me, and they bring me their stuff, and it'd be horrible. because they're trying to sound like someone else, and that's not what being an innovator is about.
Well, you know, I want to talk a little bit more about giving your best. I think it takes a lot of work, a lot of hard determination to give your best. I've watched organizations come and go because leadership did not give their best. I've watched families split up because individuals did not give their best. I have watched people drop out of school. I have watched folks get out of college, and I've watched people go to the street and begin to use drugs because they did not want to give their best. Everybody had excuses about why they didn't do something. But we know that giving your best is important. Now, I don't know, is Gil still on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm still on the line, VJ.
I just want to say one thing that I'm proud about what Alex, you're doing, and what Gil is doing, and others in our organization, is that when we give our best. We don't have to give. And one thing that Gil did in his life, when he was in the streets, when he was with the gang, he gave them his all. It cost him his arm. It cost him a lot of stuff. It cost him his freedom. It cost him a lot of stuff. But how does it feel, Gil, right now, to give your best on a positive side, on God's side? How does it feel now?
Yeah, you know, VJ, I'm so glad, you know what I'm saying, that you brought that up and you brought me back up into the conversation. You know, you brought me and came back up into the conversation. You know, it's because you know, that's true, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was in the penitentiary, you know, I always said when I came out and stuff, I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. I had a permanent idea of what I wanted to do. You know, when I came out, I found out that all that stuff that I wanted to do was all just figments of my imagination because I didn't understand the realism of the decisions I had made, you know what I'm saying, in the penitentiary. You know, that when I came out and I put in the factor of people and those other things and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that comes along with responsibility, I didn't understand what responsibility was because having been in the penitentiary, spending all that time having everybody else make decisions for me, you know, I had making decisions for me and stuff. I didn't understand, you know, the work that it took to be a responsible individual. When I made it, when I came out, I had in my mind that I wanted to change, but I didn't know what that commitment it would take to change. You know, when I met up with the Mad Dads gave me focus. You know. And the reason that I'm saying that they gave me focus and stuff and saying because they crystallized my idea.
Right.
They was patient enough. VJ was patient enough with me to say, well, hey, man, you know, you're a little smart, man, you're saying, but you need to shut up. You know what I'm saying? Let somebody teach you something. You know what I'm saying? So when he told me that, you know, you need to let me and stop bumping your lips and listen to somebody so you can learn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can learn how to be a man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I, if I didn't have a teachable spirit and a deep desire to change, I'd have took that personally. You know what I'm saying? But I took that to heart to mean to say that, hey, man, maybe what I was looking at was wrong. So when I come out into the community and stuff, you know what I'm saying, I can lay up here and come out here an imperfect man to show them and stuff that I'm still on the potter's wheel. I'm still going around and around taking some of these rough edges off of me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when we go off into the schools and stuff, we're not coming in stuff to these schools. We're not coming to these kids. We're not coming to the Salvation Army. We're not coming to the streets. We're not coming in and stuff and saying, telling you that that we're a perfect individual. You know what I'm saying? We're coming to you telling you we're determined to make a change. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Absolutely.
So,
and it's important.
Like,
and it's important, Gil, that people understand that what you found now, and that's what I want you to get to, is how sweet you found it. You just went back to your hometown and seen all them cats, what you call skillets, what you used to be.
Yeah.
Seen all them skillets out there that you used to hang out with. Some of them you taught and recruited them into the gang. And now you're back on the streets. Not only are you coming and you're showing up, but you're showing up drug-free, alcohol-free, and free from gangs and free from gang activity, how did that feel?
It felt like I was coming by in a chariot, you know, having a ticket tape parade. Because, like, we know, as you speak about that, we did it last night. I took my wife down to the street where I had grown up at, you know, and she seen these grown men, you know what I'm saying, still laying up on these same corners that they've been for the last 30 years, you know, and these dysfunctional individuals and stuff, you know what I'm saying, but they was just happy to see that one of their own had made it, you know what I'm saying? They understood that, hey, they didn't make it, you know what I'm saying? That they still struggling, but they were happy to see that I had made it, you know what I'm saying? And I had to just live, you know, I was telling my wife, you know, I had to live here and just, you know, rejoice and just, you know, just thank God for what he's done in my life today, you know?
Right.
What he's brought me from, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, the books that we read, you know, our Bible tells us, you know, no thing more of ourselves than we ought to. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget where you come from. See, I got to acknowledge every day what the Lord has laid up here and did for me in my life, you know? That he's given me a wife. You know what I'm saying? He's given me a job that I love. He's given me a job that I love, you know? And he's given me experiences, and he's opening up doors for me to help other people, you know what I'm saying, by giving them my testimony.
Right.
Well, I like to piggyback on that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that Gil, that you will have a serious impression, and that somebody will do some changing in their life based upon the fact that they've seen you. Somebody will say, you know what, man, let me get my act together. Let me do something different. Look at Gil. Look what's happened to him. His dream has came true. He's living a life that's free from all the things that was trying to kill him. All the things he thought that he knew about were lies. He had been sold a book of lies, and now he's gotten rid of that and started his new life. Extremely proud of you, Gil. Extremely happy for you, and we're just getting started, brother. This ain't the end.
Can I piggyback on that? Well, I have a comment on that too. It's exactly what he just said. It's like, my name is Daryl, and when I go to Chicago to see my kids, sometimes I'm in the area or go to the neighborhood, and sometimes I just go through just to see those people that I know that has the potential to change, and I present myself so that they can say, oh, man, he did it, and maybe in the back of their mind they figure they can do it, and sometimes they need a little push. But then there's also some of the people that I see be like, oh, man, he ain't changed. He just moved away, you know, or something like that. You know, you do still have the negative people out there. But I truly believe that by me moving to Minnesota and leaving the gang, and as being a leader of the part of the gang and leaving it too, they thinking that you just went and started up somewhere else or you're hiding out from something. But it just they change don't come into their mind that you actually made a change. So I do go back to Chicago, and I do go see some of my people that I believe that looking for positive change or just willing to sit down and listen to what I have to say. They want to know what I'm doing with myself so that they can, you know, I even find out that they even spread, well, he's in Minnesota, he's doing good. He's got his own apartment, got him a little car, got him a little job, he sees his kids. And I hear that echoes through the parts of the neighborhood. And so that does make me feel good that somebody's actually realizing that there can be change. And so sometimes I pull one or two to the side, and the ones that I know that really want to change but still can't seem to find their way to do so, whether it's the economic situation or it's just that they just don't have the mindset to do so. But I still take that time out to pull them to the side and say, man, look, this is what I'm doing, and, you know, it can be done. And if you feel that it's, you just have to get away, you go to Puerto Rico, go wherever you're from, or go where you got other family, and just start over and make a change. The first part about it is getting away from the crowd that you're around. You can't get too much of a change if you're still standing on the corner. And it's, I'm 41 years old, and I actually go to Chicago and still see the same guys standing on the same corner that I was hanging with 20 years ago. They're still there.
Right.
It's like a post sign.
Hey, Daryl.
Yes.
Right.
You know, like what you said, that is so true. Because that's why we know we got a program called the Keys Ministry up in Shiloh, where we feed the hungry and the street people and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, clothes mm-hmm. and give them haircuts and stuff like that. And the reason I'm so in love with that you know, that part of our organization is because it's a chance that we can lay up here and stand in front of guys that have seen us struggle. You know,
oh yeah,
these guys have witnessed mm-hmm. the visual transformation of our character,
oh, yeah.
of our behavior, of our speech. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that when we talk to these guys, you know, they know, man, you know,
they
truly
feel it.
This is something real. I mean, we've had grown men, 50, 60 years old, to break down and cry because they
yeah.
understand. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, y'all done did this. You know, how is it possible? Because, see, we look at these men, and they've given up hope. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They've given up the drive that they feel that they must have in order to
right.
accomplish what they think is a monumental accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? But when
right.
we get to telling them how little that it took, that it just took
oh,
one
yeah.
decision. It took one decision to lay up here to say, well, mm-hmm. hey, man, I don't want this no more. And
that's
one
right,
of you honestly look yourself in the face and say, I don't want this no more. You know what I'm saying? Forces formulate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It seems like it just pulls you to their bosom. You know what I'm saying? A positivity.
Well,
and they start laying there embracing those guys with stuff.
Well, Gil,
right.
I tell
and,
you,
and
I came to that point in my life where I said I didn't want it no more. And I meant it so bad, I packed up 2 bags of clothes and moved to a whole different state with only $200 in my pocket. Didn't have an idea where I was going to be or what I was going to do. But I knew that I had came to that pivotal point that I'm about to change. Something's going to give. Either I'm going to go here and make it, or I'm going to go here and fail, and that's where I'm going to be at. And I didn't fail. And I just put it
right.
in God's hand. And my mom always said, baby, when things get too tough, if you think you can't handle it, you always put it in God's hands, because ain't nothing that he can't accomplish. Now, there might be a lot of things that I can't accomplish, but ain't nothing God can't accomplish. So that's what I did. I put faith. I believed in faith, and I put my life in God's hand and said, look, Jesus, I'm tired of the gang. I'm tired of the drugs. I'm tired of missing visitation with my kids. I need change. And I grabbed 2 bags of clothes. I tell you, I didn't have much of anything, and a couple of VHS tapes that I like. But I grabbed that and came on up to Minnesota, and now I have what I came for. And I'm going back to
right.
Chicago tomorrow to get what I really come for. So
you're
going to
go back and get what the devil stole from you.
Right,
oh, yeah.
And it takes
oh,
that.
Yeah.
It takes that all the time.
I'm going to get
that
back.
When it comes to that. It takes
yeah, I'm
that,
going to
you
visit
know,
them. I'm going to visit them for Thanksgiving, but they'll be here for Christmas, and I want them. My daughter was talking to me a few minutes before I called you guys, and she's like, "Are you gonna be on the radio?" I said, "Yeah, I have to give back, and I like, let people know." And she's like, "Well, I want to talk." So I said, "Well, here's the number, but you know, this you can just thank the people for helping you, because my kids do realize that I am a member of Mad Dads, and I do get my support from my
mm-hmm.
support group." And I tell my kids to be thankful, and sometimes it's all right for the kids to give thanks. So she wants me to let you know that she appreciates you guys for helping me and making it possible more than with VJ, more than a couple of times for me to get back up, back and forth to bring him and to go see him.
And,
I know
and you know what, Daryl?
Me, but
and, huh? and you know what, Daryl? We appreciate your daughter for keeping you in line, man. You know, we know. We know she keeps you focused, man. You know, I just wanted to comment and say that, you know, you mentioned that when it gets real heavy, you know, we leave it all to God. You know, lay it on the altar, you know, people will say. And that's absolutely true. Sometimes it just takes real people to do real things in front of a fool to pick up what's supposed to be done, you know, what's supposed to be done as far as what a man's supposed to be doing. You know, actually today when we was at the school to talk to those young guys, we were saying, one of the kids asked, are we down here because we get in trouble a lot? And
wow.
I don't think, right. Well, that's what one of them asked. And I don't think Pedro realized what he said when he said this. But he said, no, you guys are down here because you guys need to change, you know. Now, and that's absolutely true. Now, he took something that
could have been viewed as a negative thing, and he turned it to a positive thing, or, you know, it was based off of facts. And I really appreciate when he said that to him, because they looked, you know, they kind of looked and reflect on themselves and like, yeah, I do need to quit acting a fool in class, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
they thought about it before they responded, yes. Wow.
And
you
I
know,
think that's
and
important.
You're listening
to Blog Talk Radio, and we're so excited about everybody listening in. Blog Talk Radio and Mad Dads, man, is a combination that I just appreciate. Matter of fact, I appreciate the fact that Sharika and Alice got this started, and that the Gil has been calling in. And Daryl, I'm excited about what you're doing. I'll give that number out, Alex, and then go ahead.
That number, again, for those who want to call in and probably not in front of a screen, is 1-347-215-9262. You know, and I was appreciative that, VJ, that you allowed me to go with Pedro and Therese to, you know, talk to those kids, because those 40 minutes can be everything to them. As far as academically what they could be doing and what they can be achieving. And, you know, just knowing that somebody cares. Pedro also kept saying, we're here because we care. You know, and he said, I wish I had somebody to come to my school and talk to me. I probably wouldn't even have to go through the streets. He mentioned that. And one of the guys, and I was really appreciative that he mentioned this, you know, Pedro kind of shared his story with them a little bit. And, you know, I had followed in, and I said, you know, Pedro had a hard life because he went to the streets. And one of the guys who was supposed to be one of the, you know, troublemakers, he mentioned, yeah, I know some of the mad dads had hard lives. And I'm like, yeah, because they all did what? And he said, because they went to the streets. And I'm like, so you know what you ain't supposed to be doing. And he was like, yeah, I'm not going through the streets. So I know we don't have to worry about those kids, you know what I mean? And because when we bring those realizations to them, you know, it's an eye-opening for them, you know. And sometimes a fool is the last one to know or realize that he's a fool. You know what I mean? But when everybody who's right-minded comes to a fool and not point out that he's a fool, but in fact do what a man's supposed to be doing, then the fool will realize that something is not right and something has to change. You know what I mean? And then that person can realize maybe I am being foolish and I can change.
And another thing, Alex, is that we got to realize too, man, is that one of the most beautiful things about the Mad Dad organization, man, is that it is imperfect men. It's an imperfect man stepping off into an imperfect world, man, trying to bring about a difference. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you can sit, you know, like we understand, man, saying through our own personal experiences that hurt people hurt people. So when you stop hurting, that's the only time when you can start giving and motivating and cultivating love in others. You know what I'm saying? Because you can take your experience and you can translate your experience to other people on a level in which they can understand and they can really see them, you know, their own circumstances in your experiences. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So when you give a kid the spontaneity and the freedom to allow him to express himself, to say what he needs to say to you without any retribution or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of going to those schools, man. The things that you do, like with Mad, what you do with Pedro. And I've heard how you're the passion that you have with those kids. Those kids spontaneously lay up here and draw to you, Alex, because they can see the sincerity in which you speak. You know what I'm saying? And once you lay up here and you share that with those kids, man, that's all they're looking for. They're looking for someone that's going to be honest with them.
Exactly. I want to answer a question by we have Classy Ray that's on our chat line. She asks, what changes has Mad Dads made to make more effective and positive changes in our community?
Let me answer that. When we started in 1998, October 3rd, we started just walking the streets, listening to the kids to find out what they wanted. And I thank you for chatting and asking us that question. But as you can hear from the two men that have just talked, those men have been changed because of the work we do in the community and the work that we've been able to do. But there's not, those are just two. Out of matter of fact, today we'll have a support group, and there will be over 60, 70 people there that will turn their lives around. These are people that would normally be criminals, will be out robbing, stealing cars, mm-hmm. breaking in houses, and doing all these things. But now they're coming to a support group to look for jobs, to find housing, to be better fathers, to be better mothers, to stop prostituting. It, you know, and but we also work with organizations. We don't just do this by ourselves. There's no way we could go into the jail and tell an individual right. that he needs to be a better person, that he needs to change without some resources to give to that person. If I tell you to stop doing one thing, I must give you something to start doing next. And that's what
right.
we do, and that's what we work on. When we met Gil, Gil was a dirty rat, and he knew it. But Gil wanted to change. He was tired of living like that. But he needed something to replace it with. And when he began to talk to a kid about gang involvement, when he began to tell the truth, he knew inside the only way he could be truthful with a kid was to change. So we have 20 different programs that we currently are working. Those programs are designed to change our community. We're there at the streets when somebody gets killed. We're there in the community. We just got helped give out 300 baskets of food at Cup Food today. So we're working hard every day, ma'am. Thank you for calling in to ask, what are we doing to make a difference in the community? We're doing a talk show 1 hour a week. We're spending that 1 hour a week to reach out to
That's
people
right.
like you. And hopefully, if you go to our website, www.minneapolismaddads.org, you will see a lot of things that we're doing. Just click onto
right.
our website, look at programs and services. Alex right now, he is one of the co-hosts of our show. He is here because of the change. He found us on the streets, and he found something that he loves, and he could be doing something way different. But he's doing this. It's a positive thing now. And
I'm
excited about what Alex is doing as a young man. I'm excited about his life. So thank you. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you very
for calling.
Much.
Keep chatting. Keep clicking in. Keep calling in. Keep being a part of what we're doing.
And I thank you and people like Gil to give me the opportunity, you know, for me to do these, you know, live out my dream as far as doing God's work and His will. I want to rap a verse from one of my favorite rappers. His name is Lecrae. If you guys want to, I don't have the track on me, but I have his lyrics here that I'm going to rap for you. Again, his name is Lecrae. It's spelled out L-E-C-R-A-E. And this is a song he got called Change that I have, that I play oftentimes, you know, when I'm at home and I want to hear something uplifting. But this verse goes like this. You done had it with this. It broke as a habit. I guess you back at it again. You need to change. Man, you need some answers because you just lost your mom to cancer. You really need to change. You done tried all the drugs from Vegas to NY. You been in all the clubs. You want to change. You done tried new shoes and the clothes, but after a while, you still feel low. So you know you got to change. Maybe you can get you, a new crew, a new dude. That white suits you when you change. A new somebody to lay with because the last five just ain't made. It, that y'all better change. A brand new car on sixes. The one you got now needs fixing. The plus an orange change. You done tried a new place, new clothes, new taste, new ways, new face. But you still need to change. That's one of my favorite songs right here, people. That's one of my favorite songs right there. And I think that I think people will listen more stuff like that. Would be able to benefit from that. You know what I mean? And they wouldn't have to listen to negative songs. You know, they wouldn't have to listen to Lil Wayne giving them poison on the radio. Or they wouldn't have to listen to sex music all the time. Cause you know, compared to God, compared to stuff that I just rap, to what you hear on mainstream media, how often would they play God's music? And it's not too often. And the first step of changing your mind is first changing what you put in there, garbage in, garbage out, like we mentioned at the beginning of the segment of the show today. And we got our last 5 minutes going on. Before we leave out for this this show that we had today, it was a great show. I just want, Gil, I want you to pray us out. We got 5 minutes remaining after we get done praying out. I'll let people know where they can catch us. So, Gil, if you are still there, sir?
Okay, I don't think he is. VJ, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. And I just want to thank everybody called in on Blog Talk Radio. Is this my chance to close out on what we're talking about today, sir?
Yes, it is. I want you to close out and then pray and then not talk about more how they can find us. So go ahead, sir.
Oh, you know, let me tell you something. If you're looking for something to do today, write this down, get your pen and your pad, because here's what you need to do. You need to come to 3041 4th Avenue South, and you need to step into our support group and get a chance to connect, because I believe that when you connect with people, that things begin to change in your life. The whole topic has been about change, and I believe that the change that you need and the change that you want is probably standing right there in our support group. Once again, thanks to all the folks that called in and chatted with us. I appreciate that. I want to leave something with you that I also believe that will help you along the way in your life, because I believe that guidance is important. It's not the situation, but whether we react negative or respond positive to the situation that's important. That's what's important, and that's what we try to do. We try to always respond positive in a negative world to make a positive change. Mad Dad, come see us every Tuesday and every Thursday at 5 p.m. We've got daycare. You need to take somebody off, Alex. They got a lot of feedback. Shut them down. And with that daycare, we also have the opportunity for you maybe to get a little food or something, some things to help you out. But what's really great about what we do is the fact that we know that this work is based up on the fact that you believe in us. If we can't do it by ourselves, close out in prayer. Can we close out in prayer, Alex?
Yes, we can.
Father, we thank you. Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to close out. You can go ahead, sir.
Okay, Father, we thank you for Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for all our listeners, and we thank you for Brother Gil and his wife, and we wish them safe travels to Kansas City. And we pray for all those that he had a chance to touch in Chicago and transform their lives. We pray for all those that he had an opportunity to connect with. And we pray for all the kids in the schools today that we had an opportunity to connect with. And we thank you, Lord, that you continue to lift us up and hold us firm. Even when the money gets tight, you still make it all so right. So we thank you, God, for that. We thank you and we lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And again, you guys can catch us every Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on blogtalkradio.com/maddads. Daryl, I want to thank you for being on the show and sharing us your testimony a little bit. Gil and VJ, and I'm glad that you guys helped me out for today's topic. And please, all those people that listen every week, I want y'all to keep on listening. Keep on checking us out. Make sure you check us out on our website, www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. Check out the video we have on there. I also wanted to mention that we're going to have a lot more videos on that website coming soon, sometime after the holidays. So look out for that. Grip TV is what it's going to be called. The Grip program, Get Ready Use Project, we're going to be kicking back off when the new year begins in January in our new location. That is our cue. So I definitely want to thank everybody for listening in. Thank you for being good people, just commenting, calling in. Thank you for those who are on the chat room, you know, giving us a question. Thank you, Daryl. Y'all have a great day and happy holidays. God bless.